ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another example of how difficult and dangerous the Baltimore Bridge cleanup is from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
What our divers are seeing right now is this, is that water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
Governor says the Biden administration has signed off on a $60 million federal aid request. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Arguments before a judge in Atlanta today were about whether charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case seek to criminalize political speech the First Amendment protects. A bus carrying worshipers headed to an Easter festival in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames today. At least 45 dead. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. New York City will be getting portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams announcing the pilot program to deter violence and make riders feel safer. Adams says he also plans to send additional outreach workers in the subways to reach people with mental health conditions. A high-profile visit could be back on.
A U.S. official tells ABC News the Israeli prime minister has agreed to reschedule the delegation's visit after, quote, constructive discussions between the two countries. The U.S. is hoping to present alternatives to an impending large-scale Israeli offensive into Rafah, a region in the south of Gaza now home to roughly 1.7 million Palestinian refugees. Israeli officials say the last of Hamas is holed out there. U.S. officials now say they're looking for another date for the talks to begin. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Last year's tuberculosis cases in the U.S. were the highest in a decade, according to the CDC, more than 9,600. Experts say that the number is part of a surge in TB cases internationally. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey.
This is
so
why
I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another example of how difficult and dangerous the Baltimore Bridge cleanup is from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
What our divers are seeing right now is this, is that water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
Governor says the Biden administration has signed off on a $60 million federal aid request. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Arguments before a judge in Atlanta today were about whether charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case seek to criminalize political speech the First Amendment protects. A bus carrying worshipers headed to an Easter festival in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames today. At least 45 dead. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. New York City will be getting portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams announcing the pilot program to deter violence and make riders feel safer. Adams says he also plans to send additional outreach workers in the subways to reach people with mental health conditions. A high-profile visit could be back on.
A U.S. official tells ABC News the Israeli prime minister has agreed to reschedule the delegation's visit after, quote, constructive discussions between the two countries. The U.S. is hoping to present alternatives to an impending large-scale Israeli offensive into Rafah, a region in the south of Gaza now home to roughly 1.7 million Palestinian refugees. Israeli officials say the last of Hamas is holed out there. U.S. officials now say they're looking for another date for the talks to begin. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Last year's tuberculosis cases in the U.S. were the highest in a decade, according to the CDC, more than 9,600. Experts say that the number is part of a surge in TB cases internationally. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations in the four state
areas.
You
drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripescast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another example of how difficult and dangerous the Baltimore Bridge cleanup is from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
What our divers are seeing right now is this, is that water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
Governor says the Biden administration has signed off on a $60 million federal aid request. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Arguments before a judge in Atlanta today were about whether charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case seek to criminalize political speech the First Amendment protects. A bus carrying worshipers headed to an Easter festival in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames today. At least 45 dead. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. New York City will be getting portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams announcing the pilot program to deter violence and make riders feel safer. Adams says he also plans to send additional outreach workers in the subways to reach people with mental health conditions. A high-profile visit could be back on.
A U.S. official tells ABC News the Israeli prime minister has agreed to reschedule the delegation's visit after, quote, constructive discussions between the two countries. The U.S. is hoping to present alternatives to an impending large-scale Israeli offensive into Rafah, a region in the south of Gaza now home to roughly 1.7 million Palestinian refugees. Israeli officials say the last of Hamas is holed out there. U.S. officials now say they're looking for another date for the talks to begin. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Last year's tuberculosis cases in the U.S. were the highest in a decade, according to the CDC, more than 9,600. Experts say that the number is part of a surge in TB cases internationally. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another example of how difficult and dangerous the Baltimore Bridge cleanup is from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
What our divers are seeing right now is this, is that water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
Governor says the Biden administration has signed off on a $60 million federal aid request. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Arguments before a judge in Atlanta today were about whether charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case seek to criminalize political speech the First Amendment protects. A bus carrying worshipers headed to an Easter festival in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames today. At least 45 dead. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. New York City will be getting portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams announcing the pilot program to deter violence and make riders feel safer. Adams says he also plans to send additional outreach workers in the subways to reach people with mental health conditions. A high-profile visit could be back on.
A U.S. official tells ABC News the Israeli prime minister has agreed to reschedule the delegation's visit after, quote, constructive discussions between the two countries. The U.S. is hoping to present alternatives to an impending large-scale Israeli offensive into Rafah, a region in the south of Gaza, now home to roughly 1.7 million Palestinian refugees. Israeli officials say the last of Hamas is holed out there. U.S. officials now say they're looking for another date for the talks to begin. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Last year's tuberculosis cases in the U.S. were the highest in a decade, according to the CDC, more than 9,600. Experts say that the number is part of a surge in TB cases internationally. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it. I'm feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. Sorry, I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd
here.
Alba going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Matt Nair on Air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another example of how difficult and dangerous the Baltimore Bridge cleanup is from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
What our divers are seeing right now is this, is that water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
Governor says the Biden administration has signed off on a $60 million federal aid request. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Arguments before a judge in Atlanta today were about whether charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case seek to criminalize political speech the First Amendment protects. A bus carrying worshipers headed to an Easter festival in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames today. At least 45 dead. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. New York City will be getting portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams announcing the pilot program to deter violence and make riders feel safer. Adams says he also plans to send additional outreach workers in the subways to reach people with mental health conditions. A high-profile visit could be back on.
A U.S. official tells ABC News the Israeli prime minister has agreed to reschedule the delegation's visit after, quote, constructive discussions between the two countries. The U.S. is hoping to present alternatives to an impending large-scale Israeli offensive into Rafah, a region in the south of Gaza now home to roughly 1.7 million Palestinian refugees. Israeli officials say the last of Hamas is holed out there. U.S. officials now say they're looking for another date for the talks to begin. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Last year's tuberculosis cases in the U.S. were the highest in a decade, according to the CDC, more than 9,600. Experts say that the number is part of a surge in TB cases internationally. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
It's like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another example of how difficult and dangerous the Baltimore Bridge cleanup is from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
What our divers are seeing right now is this, is that water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, Our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
Governor says the Biden administration has signed off on a $60 million federal aid request. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Arguments before a judge in Atlanta today were about whether charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case seek to criminalize political speech the First Amendment protects. A bus carrying worshipers headed to an Easter festival in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames today. At least 45 dead. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. New York City will be getting portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams announcing the pilot program to deter violence and make riders feel safer. Adams says he also plans to send additional outreach workers in the subways to reach people with mental health conditions. A high-profile visit could be back on.
A U.S. official tells ABC News the Israeli prime minister has agreed to reschedule the delegation's visit after, quote, constructive discussions between the two countries. The U.S. is hoping to present alternatives to an impending large-scale Israeli offensive into Rafah, a region in the south of Gaza now home to roughly 1.7 million Palestinian refugees. Israeli officials say the last of Hamas is holed out there. U.S. officials now say they're looking for another date for the talks to begin. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Last year's tuberculosis cases in the U.S. were the highest in a decade, according to the CDC, more than 9,600. Experts say that the number is part of a surge in TB cases internationally. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another example of how difficult and dangerous the Baltimore Bridge cleanup is from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
What our divers are seeing right now is this, is that water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
Governor says the Biden administration has signed off on a $60 million federal aid request. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Arguments before a judge in Atlanta today were about whether charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case seek to criminalize political speech the First Amendment protects. A bus carrying worshipers headed to an Easter festival in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames today. At least 45 dead. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. New York City will be getting portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams announcing the pilot program to deter violence and make riders feel safer. Adams says he also plans to send additional outreach workers in the subways to reach people with mental health conditions. A high-profile visit could be back on.
A U.S. official tells ABC News the Israeli prime minister has agreed to reschedule the delegation's visit after, quote, constructive discussions between the two countries. The U.S. is hoping to present alternatives to an impending large-scale Israeli offensive into Rafah, a region in the south of Gaza now home to roughly 1.7 million Palestinian refugees. Israeli officials say the last of Hamas is holed out there. U.S. officials now say they're looking for another date for the talks to begin. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Last year's tuberculosis cases in the U.S. were the highest in a decade, according to the CDC, more than 9,600. Experts say that the number is part of a surge in TB cases internationally. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripescast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another example of how difficult and dangerous the Baltimore Bridge cleanup is from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
What our divers are seeing right now is this, is that water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
Governor says the Biden administration has signed off on a $60 million federal aid request. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Arguments before a judge in Atlanta today were about whether charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case seek to criminalize political speech the First Amendment protects. A bus carrying worshipers headed to an Easter festival in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames today. At least 45 dead. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. New York City will be getting portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams announcing the pilot program to deter violence and make riders feel safer. Adams says he also plans to send additional outreach workers in the subways to reach people with mental health conditions. A high-profile visit could be back on.
A U.S. official tells ABC News the Israeli prime minister has agreed to reschedule the delegation's visit after, quote, constructive discussions between the two countries. The U.S. is hoping to present alternatives to an impending large-scale Israeli offensive into Rafah, a region in the south of Gaza now home to roughly 1.7 million Palestinian refugees. Israeli officials say the last of Hamas is holed out there. U.S. officials now say they're looking for another date for the talks to begin. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Last year's tuberculosis cases in the U.S. were the highest in a decade, according to the CDC, more than 9,600. Experts say that the number is part of a surge in TB cases internationally. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. Sorry, I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd
here.
Todd Alba going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another example of how difficult and dangerous the Baltimore Bridge cleanup is from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
What our divers are seeing right now is this, is that water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
Governor says the Biden administration has signed off on a $60 million federal aid request. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Arguments before a judge in Atlanta today were about whether charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case seek to criminalize political speech the First Amendment protects. A bus carrying worshipers headed to an Easter festival in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames today. At least 45 dead. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. New York City will be getting portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams announcing the pilot program to deter violence and make riders feel safer. Adams says he also plans to send additional outreach workers in the subways to reach people with mental health conditions. A high-profile visit could be back on.
A U.S. official tells ABC News the Israeli prime minister has agreed to reschedule the delegation's visit after, quote, constructive discussions between the two countries. The U.S. is hoping to present alternatives to an impending large-scale Israeli offensive into Rafah, a region in the south of Gaza, now home to roughly 1.7 million Palestinian refugees. Israeli officials say the last of Hamas is holed out there. U.S. officials now say they're looking for another date for the talks to begin. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Last year's tuberculosis cases in the U.S. were the highest in a decade, according to the CDC, more than 9,600. Experts say that the number is part of a surge in TB cases internationally. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. So I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio. Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another example of how difficult and dangerous the Baltimore Bridge cleanup is from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
What our divers are seeing right now is this, is that water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
Governor says the Biden administration has signed off on a $60 million federal aid request. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Arguments before a judge in Atlanta today were about whether charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case seek to criminalize political speech the First Amendment protects. A bus carrying worshipers headed to an Easter festival in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames today. At least 45 dead. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. New York City will be getting portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams announcing the pilot program to deter violence and make riders feel safer. Adams says he also plans to send additional outreach workers in the subways to reach people with mental health conditions. A high-profile visit could be back on.
A U.S. official tells ABC News the Israeli prime minister has agreed to reschedule the delegation's visit after, quote, constructive discussions between the two countries. The U.S. is hoping to present alternatives to an impending large-scale Israeli offensive into Rafah, a region in the south of Gaza, now home to roughly 1.7 million Palestinian refugees. Israeli officials say the last of Hamas is holed out there. U.S. officials now say they're looking for another date for the talks to begin. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Last year's tuberculosis cases in the U.S. were the highest in a decade, according to the CDC, more than 9,600. Experts say that the number is part of a surge in TB cases internationally. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another example of how difficult and dangerous the Baltimore Bridge cleanup is from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
What our divers are seeing right now is this, is that water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
Governor says the Biden administration has signed off on a $60 million federal aid request. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Arguments before a judge in Atlanta today were about whether charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case seek to criminalize political speech the First Amendment protects. A bus carrying worshipers headed to an Easter festival in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames today. At least 45 dead. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. New York City will be getting portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams announcing the pilot program to deter violence and make riders feel safer. Adams says he also plans to send additional outreach workers in the subways to reach people with mental health conditions. A high-profile visit could be back on.
A U.S. official tells ABC News the Israeli prime minister has agreed to reschedule the delegation's visit after, quote, constructive discussions between the two countries. The U.S. is hoping to present alternatives to an impending large-scale Israeli offensive into Rafah, a region in the south of Gaza now home to roughly 1.7 million Palestinian refugees. Israeli officials say the last of Hamas is holed out there. U.S. officials now say they're looking for another date for the talks to begin. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Last year's tuberculosis cases in the U.S. were the highest in a decade, according to the CDC, more than 9,600. Experts say that the number is part of a surge in TB cases internationally. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another example of how difficult and dangerous the Baltimore Bridge cleanup is from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
What our divers are seeing right now is this, is that water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
Governor says the Biden administration has signed off on a $60 million federal aid request. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Arguments before a judge in Atlanta today were about whether charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case seek to criminalize political speech the First Amendment protects. A bus carrying worshipers headed to an Easter festival in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames today. At least 45 dead. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. New York City will be getting portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams announcing the pilot program to deter violence and make riders feel safer. Adams says he also plans to send additional outreach workers in the subways to reach people with mental health conditions. A high-profile visit could be back on.
A U.S. official tells ABC News the Israeli prime minister has agreed to reschedule the delegation's visit after, quote, constructive discussions between the two countries. The U.S. is hoping to present alternatives to an impending large-scale Israeli offensive into Rafah, a region in the south of Gaza now home to roughly 1.7 million Palestinian refugees. Israeli officials say the last of Hamas is holed out there. U.S. officials now say they're looking for another date for the talks to begin. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Last year's tuberculosis cases in the U.S. were the highest in a decade, according to the CDC, more than 9,600. Experts say that the number is part of a surge in TB cases internationally. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. So I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd
here.
Todd Alba going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another example of how difficult and dangerous the Baltimore Bridge cleanup is from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
What our divers are seeing right now is this, is that water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
Governor says the Biden administration has signed off on a $60 million federal aid request. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Arguments before a judge in Atlanta today were about whether charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case seek to criminalize political speech the First Amendment protects. A bus carrying worshipers headed to an Easter festival in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames today. At least 45 dead. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. New York City will be getting portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams announcing the pilot program to deter violence and make riders feel safer. Adams says he also plans to send additional outreach workers in the subways to reach people with mental health conditions. A high-profile visit could be back on.
A U.S. official tells ABC News the Israeli prime minister has agreed to reschedule the delegation's visit after, quote, constructive discussions between the two countries. The U.S. is hoping to present alternatives to an impending large-scale Israeli offensive into Rafah, a region in the south of Gaza now home to roughly 1.7 million Palestinian refugees. Israeli officials say the last of Hamas is holed out there. U.S. officials now say they're looking for another date for the talks to begin. Jay O'Brien. ABC News, Washington.
Last year's tuberculosis cases in the U.S. were the highest in a decade, according to the CDC, more than 9,600. Experts say that the number is part of a surge in TB cases internationally. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
innovative research, educational resources, supportive community.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Kind of like to a former
Drew
lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another example of how difficult and dangerous the Baltimore Bridge cleanup is from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
What our divers are seeing right now is this, is that water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
Governor says the Biden administration has signed off on a $60 million federal aid request. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Arguments before a judge in Atlanta today were about whether charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case seek to criminalize political speech the First Amendment protects. A bus carrying worshippers headed to an Easter festival in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames today. At least 45 dead. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. New York City will be getting portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams announcing the pilot program to deter violence and make riders feel safer. Adams says he also plans to send additional outreach workers in the subways to reach people with mental health conditions. A high-profile visit could be back on.
A U.S. official tells ABC News the Israeli prime minister has agreed to reschedule the delegation's visit after, quote, constructive discussions between the two countries. The U.S. is hoping to present alternatives to an impending large-scale Israeli offensive into Rafah, a region in the south of Gaza, now home to roughly 1.7 million Palestinian refugees. Israeli officials say the last of Hamas is holed out there. U.S. officials now say they're looking for another date for the talks to begin. By ABC News, Washington.
Last year's tuberculosis cases in the U.S. were the highest in a decade, according to the CDC, more than 9,600. Experts say that the number is part of a surge in TB cases internationally. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it. And feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on Air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another example of how difficult and dangerous the Baltimore Bridge cleanup is from Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
What our divers are seeing right now is this, is that water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
Governor says the Biden administration has signed off on a $60 million federal aid request. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for cryptocurrency fraud. Arguments before a judge in Atlanta today were about whether charges against Donald Trump in the Georgia election interference case seek to criminalize political speech the First Amendment protects. A bus carrying worshipers headed to an Easter festival in South Africa plunged off a bridge on a mountain pass and burst into flames today. At least 45 dead. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. New York City will be getting portable gun scanners in the subway system. Mayor Eric Adams announcing the pilot program to deter violence and make riders feel safer. Adams says he also plans to send additional outreach workers in the subways to reach people with mental health conditions. A high-profile visit could be back on.
A U.S. official tells ABC News the Israeli prime minister has agreed to reschedule the delegation's visit after, quote, constructive discussions between the two countries. The U.S. is hoping to present alternatives to an impending large-scale Israeli offensive into Rafah, a region in the south of Gaza, now home to roughly 1.7 million Palestinian refugees. Israeli officials say the last of Hamas is holed out there. U.S. officials now say they're looking for another date for the talks to begin. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
Last year's tuberculosis cases in the U.S. were the highest in a decade, according to the CDC, more than 9,600. Experts say that the number is part of a surge in TB cases internationally. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The debris is so dense in the river where the bridge collapsed in Baltimore. This announcement about the search for several missing construction workers presumed dead.
The Maryland State Police have suspended diving operations due to security concerns, and further engineering analysis is ongoing to determine our next steps to bring closure to the families and set the course for salvage operations.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore. The top United Nations court orders Israel to open more land crossings to allow food, water, fuel, and other supplies into Gaza. It's a case brought by South Africa accusing Israel of genocide, which Israel denies. A victory for the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. A Texas federal judge accused major banking industry groups and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce of venue shopping in their lawsuit against the agency. He ruled the case should be transferred to Washington. On Wall Street, record high closes for the Dow and S&P. This is ABC News. Russia has vetoed a UN resolution that would have extended the monitoring of sanctions on North Korea for a year. The U.S. sponsored the resolution. With the veto, a panel monitoring sanctions has effectively been abolished. A new milestone for some of the country's elite colleges and universities, and it has nothing to do with academics.
Getting a diploma from Boston University, Tufts, Wellesley, or Yale could set you back more than $350,000. That's 4 years of tuition, school fees, and room and board. Annual costs at those sought-after schools, all of them in New England, have been ticking up for some time. But this academic year, they finally passed the $90,000 mark. Costs at many other schools for the 2024-25 academic year have not yet been released. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Home Depot will buy SRS Distribution in a deal valued at $18 billion. The company's material.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.